The flavor that kills right here on Max Inc. Radio. Rocker, such a busy night. I just love it.
There are so many people coming through the studio tonight. It's amazing. Lots of great bands, all local music, Rob. What do you get when you mix rock, soul, melody, and a dash of psychedelia? You get the flavor that kills. Their edgy new genre fluid album, Book of Secrets, comes out on red vinyl this Friday, March 15th. At the Burr Oak in Madison. Here to tell us about the new vinyl, the show, and all the secrets from the book, it's The Flavor That Kills. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having us.
For our listeners who may not be familiar with The Flavor That Kills, tell us a little backstory on the band, and how did you come up with the name?
Well, the name was a bad joke that just, I don't know, kept going. If you will.
A bad joke that kept going.
Yep. Or a bad band name that kept going and kept on changing.
It was funny one night, and then it just couldn't remember why it was the band name.
Yeah, pretty much. I think I agree with that.
Okay.
I'll give you 5 points.
So,
there's a scoreboard.
Where do your band members come from? Tell us about your band.
Well, I guess we have a lot of different remnants of bands in this band. You got Eric Hartz from Hum Machine. You've got Ryan Corcoran from Awesome Car Funmaker. I was in Screamin' Simpson and the Ponds and Hors d'Azur. And we got Nick Educational Davis that's in everybody's band these days. So,
okay, 2 more points, Christian.
So you guys have a new album, and it's called Book of Secrets, but Secrets is purposely misspelled. Ooh. Can you tell me what the purpose is?
Because we found a notebook at Dig and Save, and that's how it was spelled. I mean, I don't know if she purposefully misspelled it, but that's how it was spelled.
And it's purposely misspelled now.
I guess so, yeah.
Ryan found a seventh grader's notebook at Dig and Save, and it told the story, the travails of romance in the seventh grade, and they didn't spell words right.
Yeah,
so
she loved Corey and she loved Aaron, and then she like marked off how many times she liked. And then it got really dark.
Was there a MASH game in there too?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So that she had a mansion with Jaden.
Yep.
Pool. Yep.
Yeah, and there was no spell check there on the paper, unfortunately. So he just left it.
Fascinating. So what can you tell us about the album? How did it come about during the pandemic?
During the pandemic, well, before the pandemic, I think we had about 4 or 5 or half the songs written or done, if you will, and a whole lot of other ideas just kind of sitting there in our Google Drive file. Like, we'll just record snippets of songs. So we were gearing up to make a recording, but then pandemic happened, and we had to kind of put everything on hold. And so
it was like this time of year, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was. Yeah. I remember the last show we did was at the Tip Top Tavern. And
right,
I remember shaking somebody's hand and being like, whoa, I don't think we're going to be doing that very much anymore. And then the next weekend, it was done. So, but anyways, yeah, the first half was kind of written, ready to record, and we were making plans to do so. And then everything hit the fan, and yeah, kind of picked things up, and after a few years, and it was kind of a collage, if you will, just all these little ideas that we had started to kind of finish the record.
And the record was recorded in the basement over at Coney Island Studios?
Yep.
And how did you get in the basement of Coney Island Studios?
Can't tell yet because she doesn't want people to go in there, because she's really careful about people going down there.
Is that like the rave? It's haunted? Oh.
No, it's just people kind of wander in off the streets, I guess, sometimes, and it's like, we had to make sure to lock the doors behind us when we went downstairs. Seriously, it was, yeah.
Madison.
It's Madison, yeah.
It's Madison. It's crazy. We're watching State Street out here right now as we speak. Now, why did you guys pick red vinyl?
The preference of our Dark Lord and Master, Eric Hartz.
Because the cover's red. But I'll tell you a quick story about the red vinyl. When we were packaging them up ourselves, it was a snowstorm, and I put them in the back of my truck. And when I was driving home, my latch flew open, and half of the red vinyl flew out on the street.
Oh no!
In the winter storm, and we lost half of them. So the red vinyl that's going to be at the show is like pretty rare.
Yeah.
because we don't have a lot of them
left.
Yeah,
we're both driving around for about 45 minutes trying to find those things.
Oh,
it was like
goodness.
The beginning of that first snowstorm we had in January, and heck, I even there's an police officer sitting at the gas station where we took off at. I asked, "Do you see any records on the streets?" Like, no. Okay.
Now, where did you guys have that done? Did you have it done locally at Waxy Poodle by chance?
No, we did not. We did our vinyl. The guy who cut it for us is Ryan Smith. He's a pretty big cutting engineer. Not big, good. He's a good cutting engineer. He did the Taylor Swift records too. So, yeah. But then we did it at Palomino. It's a place in Kentucky. They pressed it for us. So, and we had Justin Perkins. He's a local guy that mastered it for us. So, as much local stuff as we can do, we try to keep. You know, if it works out. Sometimes with timing, it doesn't always work out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So the Flavor That Kills. You guys have an album release coming up soon on March 15th at the Burr Oak. That's actually in Madison, along with Nestor, who we just heard from, and Moon Boot.
Moon Boot.
Yeah. Moon Boot.
Moon Boot.
The Moon Boot.
Das Moon Boot.
Das Moon Boot. Das Moon Boot.
And then you guys will have vinyl and CDs on hand there.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We'll have CDs, and we'll have vinyl there, and it's already been online for a little bit, so, you know, all the streaming platforms and that type of thing. So, yeah. So you can come out to the show and see some great local music and pick up a record. And hey, Rocker, I just want to say thanks. This is a great thing you got going here, and your support of local music. I've known you a long time, way back. In Madison,
you,
and you've been a stalwart of support for the local music scene in Madison for probably just about as long as anybody, so we appreciate it.
Well, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. I try to do as much as I can for the local music scene.
Local legend.
Well, hey guys, thank you all so much for coming in to speak with us tonight on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it. How can people purchase your music and keep up with the Flavor That Kills online?
So we got Facebook and Instagram and all that, but really I like Bandcamp because we get the most reward from people who purchase stuff through Bandcamp, and you get the vinyl on there right now too. So that's the best way to do it.
Awesome. Well, coming up, the Civil Engineers are live in the lair, and then Max and Kevy till midnight with Jimmy K. Right now, let's get back to music. Hip to be square. This is the Flavor That Kills on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.